Tomorrow is the first night of Passover, and Jews around the world will sit down for a ceremonial Seder meal. On many of those tables, you'll find brisket or roast chicken, even lamb. Basically, if you're a vegetarian, the Passover meal can be kind of a downer. But as a newly translated cookbook reveals, Jewish vegetarians have a surprisingly delicious heritage. Dina Prichip explains.
Ariel Cohn is grating potatoes for a Passover kugel.
So it's pretty basic stuff. Potatoes, eggs, some caramelized onions.
As a vegetarian, Cohn picks and chooses her holiday dishes. Because growing up, the Passover meal was pretty much centered around one thing.
I guess it's not considered a celebration unless there's meat. Brisket, of course, like gefilte fish, roast chicken, that kind of thing.
But vegetarian spreads, like the one Cohn is preparing, aren't just a modern spin on the holidays. Several years ago, culinary ethnographer Eve Jochnowitz came across a Yiddish vegetarian cookbook from 1938.
The actual title of the book is Vegetarisch Dietisch Kochbuch, Vegetarian Dietetic Cookbook. Not really a great title by marketing standards, but back then that was the bomb.
The book was written by a restaurant owner, Fania Lewando, in what was then Poland, now Lithuania. Jochnowitz has just translated the book into English with the slightly more inviting title, The Vilna Vegetarian Cookbook. And Fania Lewando was no casual vegetarian.
She says it has long been established by the leading medical authorities that the vegetarian diet is the most healthful for the human organism. And then in her second sentence, she says, and of course, our Jewish tradition upholds the principle of Tsar Balei Chaim, kindness to God's creatures.
In this 1-2 punch of an introduction, Lewando lays out science and health to be just as important as Jewish ethics. But to be clear, by health, we're not talking raw kale and juice cleanses.
The book is incredibly sensual. Fania Lewando uses a prelapsarian amount of butter and cream. She uses sugar and eggs. She uses sour cream.
Those rich ingredients dress up the usual beets and cabbage, challah and matzo balls. But there's also an exploration of all sorts of ingredients and dishes. Jerusalem artichokes and chanterelle mushrooms, red wine soup, and radish jam. And Eve Jochnowitz says the underlying striving for an ethical, healthy future, even if that definition includes cholesterol, was very much a part of the zeitgeist of that moment just before World War II.
I think there's very much a feeling that one is just, really just on the brink, the threshold of a great new world. And of course, all of these hopes and dreams were just about to be crushed in the most horrible, brutal way.
Fania Lewando didn't survive the war, and neither did that hope for the future. There were still a handful of vegetarian restaurants and cookbooks, a few health resorts. But the broader ideological movement more or less disappears. Eve Jochnowitz argues that Fania Lewando's recipes are more than just a historical document of that era. First of all, they're delicious. But more than that, they capture a Jewish practice that continues to this day, of looking to the spirit of the times, or your own internal compass, and making that a part of tradition. And that can happen in a vegetarian restaurant in Poland in the 1930s, or, as Ariel Cohn explains, in an American kitchen this Passover.
According to tradition, it's a mitzvah to experience pleasure at these occasions, so we should always eat meat. As a almost lifelong vegetarian, it doesn't seem very pleasurable to me. So I would argue that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah anyway by eating a bunch of delicious vegetables. You know, anything can be folded into the culture and made your own.
And if it comes mixed with eggs and caramelized onions, all the better. For The World, I'm Dina Prichip.